Okay, so we're going at take number 4 or 5 of this podcast at this point. I have re-recorded so many times, which isn't unlike me, and I want to explain why. So if you've listened to this podcast, you honestly will have probably picked up on everything that I'm about to say, but I like feel a bit in the middle. Actually, not in the middle. I feel very much like a consumer, right? I don't really relate to kind of being a creator. And the more attention that I get online, the more I feel like I should. And I think I have such difficulty doing that because of all the assumptions I make about those people. You know, you assume people in my position would either be like no fucks given and they are just like super, super confident, I guess is like the best way of putting it. And because I can be, but I don't really fully relate to that superhuman kind of positioning. So I always feel the need to come across as a like very relatable, gay, insecure human being, because that is how I feel. And the more this experience sort of like takes off in all the directions I wished and hoped that it would, the more concerned I am that I'm like further away from those things. And the reason I have just told you that is because I'm about to pitch to you this project that I've been working on at the moment. My biggest pet hate in the things that creators do is obviously have attention and followers and then think backwards as to ways they can make money and start selling people things. All of that I really struggle with, which is why I'm rambling and have just spent, 2 minutes and 5 seconds preferencing everything that I'm about to say. I fear I am about to be one of those creators. This feels like I'm coming out. But for the last 12 months, I've been working so hard behind the scenes on basically making my dreams come true, if I'm being honest. And I felt like the best way to... Before I carry on, I want to throw back a little clip in here from a previous podcast episode I did with my brother, where he took me off guard and basically was like, why aren't you actually working on your true dreams? Because obviously he's known me my whole life. And anyone who's close to me, like my family and friends, know where my heart, like, you know, originally was and really is. And so, yeah, I want to play that clip.
I think you've put a lot of creativity into your OnlyFans.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Oh.
But I think you've maybe neglected other parts of your creative life.
Okay, like what? I should start.
Well, like your design stuff.
Yes.
And like your fashion stuff.
I've never
really. Maybe people don't really know.
No.
About that.
I've never really delved.
You were very. You were good, and you were passionate about it. And I think that would be a nice other string to your bow. Because one day when you get bored of men jizzing on your face, you may want to move into something else.
I know. Yeah.
So first of all, I will never get bored of men jizzing on my face. But that was my brother Freddie unknowingly helping me introduce this idea to you, which is that I have designed, patented, trademarked, manufactured and printed all on my own from scratch with high quality in mind, 4 of my own pieces. So quiet round of applause, but not a full blown celebration because I haven't sold a single one yet. So I want to talk to you about what other people do, what I'm doing differently to that. Most people, including just your favorite artists, I guess, even just like pop stars or favorite bands or anything, they'll do drop shipping, which basically means like you go onto a generic website that have kind of like blanks of anything from like dresses to tank tops to water bottles to wallets to bags to all this kind of stuff, t-shirts, and you just sort of like give them your logo or your design and they'll render an image of the merchandise that is not real, it's AI, and that you can create very quickly. You know, you could do this in like half a day, a shop that has all these products, a huge array of products with your logo on. And it's called drop shipping because basically you don't have to invest any money or buy any of the merchandise in advance because they're just printed on demand in another warehouse. So easy to set up. So basically most people would do that. So you just say that you went onto a website, you clicked, you wanted that person's t-shirt or whatever, they would just print it in this warehouse and onto a definitely a poor quality piece that you can probably wear just like 2 or 3 times that then they would send to you. And that was kind of like my worst nightmare because of my respect and love for fashion over like decades. And I was like, okay, so if I want to do this, like what's so important to me itself is like the actual t-shirt. I have some favorite t-shirts. I don't know if you're like a t-shirt person, but I have some favorite t-shirts that I've kept like throughout the years for this exact moment, because they fit so well. So what's so important to me in a t-shirt, and also what's quite current in fashion right now, to me is a t-shirt that's super structured, boxy, and does not come in at the waist and has more of a dropped shoulder. So I have very many t-shirts that I love for the way that they're cut, not necessarily designed. So I picked apart my favorite t-shirts for this project and created my own pattern. And having my own pattern for the t-shirt, like, definitely is not a smart thing to do. It's definitely like a really expensive way to approach this, and so unnecessary, because most people don't care about, especially like, a t-shirt that much. But for me, I wanted to create something that I was proud of. Like, even if this stuff that I'm looking at right now that I've bought just sits in boxes here, I would much rather that nobody bought it than me, and me have stuff that I'm like super proud of that's in those boxes, than me do drop shipping and everyone buy stuff. So basically I spent a long time creating the pattern of the t-shirt. And then when I created the pattern, I sewed obviously like very, very rough versions of that pattern, and mostly used my brother, to be honest. So was making sure that it sat really perfectly, not on my body, but on other men's bodies. And when I created a pattern of t-shirt that I was really proud of, I then tried to find a manufacturer that would deliver, that could make, but basically would have the right fabrics and would be able to make the exact t-shirt to my pattern and make a lot of them potentially in the future, you know? So I spent a long time going back and forth, getting samples from different manufacturers, loads of different manufacturers. And then you have to pay for all of this process, to be so honest. So like each sample of asking a manufacturer to create a t-shirt in a high quality cotton in your specific pattern costs hundreds of dollars just for them to create one sample. So I did that many times until I found perfect fabric that I liked. And basically I landed on a high cotton count, so basically the highest that you can get, which means it's a thick t-shirt. But I also specifically wanted this t-shirt to be brushed cotton. And I don't know if I'm boring you with all the details, but I just want to share them so that you understand that that this is like very real for me. So brushed cotton, I don't know if you know the brand COS, but brushed cotton basically creates almost like a slightly coarser feeling of cotton, but because the cotton count is so thick, it means that so is the t-shirt. So basically a very structured piece. So like a thick, structured t-shirt. And I can say with confidence that this t-shirt is definitely the highest quality that you can possibly get for a t-shirt. But that is, although technically true, it is actually slightly subjective, because for some people, a t-shirt, they might find what might be high quality to them is something that's super soft, which might mean that it's super thin, which actually means it's not higher quality. Or it might be blended cotton, which means it's actually slightly synthetic, but therefore feels softer. And so it's so subjective, but to me, high quality to me is high cotton count, which I mean that is technically the highest way to measure quality. And also that it's like a thick structured piece. And then also to have that cotton brushed is extra money on top of that. And I did all those things. And across the way, I solicited opinions from people who have done something like this, or family friends who like work in the industry. And they all were like, this isn't really very smart, Rich, because you're like ticking the boxes for this to be the most expensive project of all time. And are you sure you want to spend that money? And the answer is I did. I was like, absolutely do. I just wanted to go ahead and make like one sample of a t-shirt that was kind of like my dream t-shirt. And then say that sample cost me a lot of money. I really wasn't thinking about like how much it would cost to make many of them. At first, I was just like focused on just making that one single t-shirt that like I was like, okay, this feels very, very me. And just honestly, just from, I don't know, just for my own, I wasn't really thinking about the point of now of like trying to deliver this product or try and sell it or introduce it to people. I was just thinking about making something. I was like, this is a fucking dope t-shirt, which definitely is not the smartest way to approach this, but it's what I did. So where are we up to now? So I've got the pattern I'm really happy about. I found the manufacturer, I found the fabric, and so now I'm picking out colours. So at this point, I am starting to think about like exactly how many pieces is this going to be and what can I afford? So at this point, you've got to imagine I'm like driving to my brother's house so frequently with all these swatches of cotton that is all different qualities and all different colors. And I'm making my brother wear a literal paper pattern pinned version of the t-shirt, and I'm making him stand there, and I'm like holding all of these fabrics next to him. I'm also getting his partner to do the same. I'm like stepping in, stepping back. This was a whole long process. In fact, I even got my dad roped into this at some stages. Basically, I landed on the idea that I wanted 4 t-shirts. That's kind of like what I could afford. That's the starting point that I'm at. And that I didn't want the 4 t-shirts to all be different colors, because with only 4 pieces, I wanted them to stand together as kind of like, it would be so generous to call it a collection. That's my dream, but kind of like a mini collection. So for the like purpose of being cohesive, I wanted them all to be black, which feels quite typical. And considering all of the color swatches I considered, I think it really annoyed Freddie when I was like, I'm just going to go with black. But black is the header on my Twitter. Black is, I feel like, what I just wear anyway, and speaks to everybody, and honestly looks the most flattering. And also is the coolest to print on, because then it's like slipped into the design piece, which was a whole nother process. If I'm making this sound, by the way, like easy or like pretty straightforward, it definitely was so many deep rabbit hole dives. Do you say rabbit hole dives? No, deep. Yeah, going down the rabbit hole. I don't know. Deep dives onto Reddit. So reading so many people's experiences trying to make their own fashion or like clothing brand, and also just like months and months and months of me like researching and debating so that I could land in this spot where I'm, you know, delivering something that I'm proud of and I'm not being one of those creators who is drop shipping. Anyway, so the next part was the design, and this part was the part that came to me like the most easily, because I don't know if you know much about like couture clothing, and Basically, the thing that like separates a t-shirt from being like a high-end t-shirt and just being like your bog standard t-shirt in H&M really kind of visually comes down to the printing, because most manufacturers will be able to print, which is called like press printing, which basically means they like stamp a print in just the place that you would associate, you know, like on a t-shirt. So basically the middle of the t-shirt. And there's constraints and confinements at basically where they can print. So usually it'll be like fairly small in the front or the back, but to actually print on the entirety of the t-shirt is more expensive and like more specialized. And again, it was like that for some reason is just inherently and instinctively what I wanted to do. So it was so important to me that I designed on that black fabric right from the top and print as close to that bottom hem as possible, because I wanted to, the t-shirt's boxy, as I've mentioned, it's structured, it's thick, and I wanted the design to be boxy too. I also wanted the design to be like Y2K and like that silver vibe, because I am a 90s baby and it's so current right now, and usually I don't love current trends, but this one like really speaks to me. So anyway, I wanted to print in silver, hopefully by now, or at least very, very soon, I'll be able to share the pictures of all of these pieces. I mean, I have them here in boxes. I've shot like some of the, I'm going to do an inverted commas, campaign pictures, not of me, but of other people in my clothes. And so I'm so close to getting this ready to go. So I can definitely show anyone who's interested. DM me, I'll send you pictures. But so there are 4 t-shirts in 4 designs. They have cool artistic prints on the back, but essentially on the front they say 4 things. The first one says no guilty pleasures. I love this phrase. On my 30th birthday I had a no guilty pleasures themed birthday, because I absolutely love that. I think the idea of having a guilty pleasure insinuates, you know, shame around the things that you love, which doesn't make any sense. And Rich Herring as a whole is about doing the absolute opposite, which takes me on to my second t-shirt with my second phrasing, which is no more shame, and that's my freedom. That line speaks to me so much. It speaks to this experience so much, which is about like ultimately living in a healthy headspace is just having no shame for anything that you inherently feel or what comes naturally to you. I believe in that so much. And number 3 is a t-shirt that says bottom 1%, which obviously is a little less sincere, is more of a nod to OnlyFans, and is a obviously a total joke. You see people, speaking of things creators do, as well as dropshipping, obviously is they advertise, you know, when they're the top 1%. You'd have heard me talk about this before. Just that's not very me. And I felt like there is kind of funny bragging about being the bottom 1% because I've definitely feel like a poor person who can't afford a house. So I feel like I'm in the bottom 1% in general, you know, when people just in society say to the top 1%. And then obviously the joke is OnlyFans, top 1%, bottom 1%, and obviously bottom. So everyone knows I'm bottom. And so like the idea that you're the bottom 1% kind of insinuates that actually you're the top 1% of the bottoms. So there's many ways you can go in that. I love that one so much. And the fourth t-shirt, what is the fourth t-shirt? I'm ashamed that's something pleasure, guilty pleasures. Oh, the fourth t-shirt is definitely much more sexually aggressive. It says live, laugh, fuck, but the word fuck kind of melts into like a metallic bleed, so you can't quite read it. So it's like obviously like live, laugh, love, live, laugh, fuck. You know, that's like a dream way to be living life, in my opinion. I'm striving for it every day. So yeah, they are the four t-shirts. I really feel like I've come out. It's like take a big deep breath because I've managed to deliver that to you, hopefully in a way that makes sense and hopefully demonstrates a lot of work and love and thought and high quality. I'm going to keep saying high quality that's gone into this. I'm so excited. Like, the next challenge for me, in fact, I'm going to talk about money because I think I've referenced that things are cheaper, things are more expensive, and I've referenced all the choices that I've made that's made things more expensive. Just like, to be so incredibly clear, these t-shirts to manufacture individually, I'm going to have to double check this, but essentially I think they're about $18 each. So that's like that's how much they cost me. I'm just gonna come out and say it because it is really, that really does exemplify that all those things I've told you is not bullshit, that I have created something that is unique and basically expensive, like, because the quality is there. Most people who come and do something like this are probably spending about $3 on their t-shirts. It's very, very possible for me to do, and it's something I 100% could have done, and I could have told you all the story I just told you and then produced $3 pieces. But yeah, these pieces have not been cheap at all, and the only reason I want you to know that is so that you understand that I'm delivering that quality that I keep promising, and that this, like, is it bigger for me. It's not about optics or selling something on my social media. It's about really creating the thing that I've wanted to create for the longest time. And not to bore you with my gratitude, but it's because of the position I'm in right now, which, you know, isn't being a millionaire, but it is having the headspace and the money to be able to just give this a go. And I'm so appreciative and thankful because that's never been a spot that I've been in before now. And I have definitely tried my best to reach out and grab it. And now the next piece is delivering it to you, I guess. So that's it. That's it. I feel like so relieved to have done this because for the longest time as I've been making this, the whole time I've been like, oh my gosh, how the fuck am I going to suddenly be like, guys, would you like to buy my t-shirts? But there's no obligation. You don't have to buy them, okay? You definitely don't have to buy them. But if you could just support this project in small ways, like liking stuff that I put up about it, it would mean so much to me because generally speaking, if I'm not posting porn or I'm not posting a topless picture of myself on my Instagram, it makes sense that it's not interacted with as much. But at the very least, I would love if you could just give me some love on those pieces as I share some of this more to my like wider audience, I guess. Made with love. Oh, I should have said that, you know, above and beyond everything, made with like love. And anyway, yes, that's it. Rich Herring t-shirts, four of them, the fucking best, okay? Coming soon. Anyway, if you could make sure you rate this podcast. Oh, I'm like buy my fucking shit. Buy my stuff. I've spent all my savings on them, and I'm also like like and comment on my social media posts, rate and review this podcast 5 stars and leave a nice comment. It's been a while since I've had one. I think my last review on this podcast was like in March, and we're like at the end of April now, so I would love a good review on this podcast so much. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. I hope all of this made some sense and came at you the right way. Anyway, lots of love. Bye.